Riverside Locker Room Chatter continues here tonight, presented by Euler Law Office and MCON. Brandon Tamman joined now by Riverside boys basketball coach, that is Tyler Herbster. Coach, a couple games to talk about since we last spoke. You guys are playing some good basketball right now. Four consecutive wins since the four-point loss to Oskaloosa to open up the season. But let's start last Friday against Troy at home. Troy, very solid team, no doubt about it. You guys get the win 62-45. Let's go back there. Take us back to it. What'd you like? What'd you see?
Just the energy right from the jump. I'm a pretty defensive-minded coach, so really appreciated the 5-point, first quarter that we gave up and holding a team that, like I said, just came off 85 points to, or 87 points to Hiawatha. I know it was a double overtime game, but they still scored plenty of points in regulation. That we held them to 16 points at half, and then we kind of extended our lead, like a 42-20 in the third quarter. So we came out well in the third quarter, but honestly, we kind of just set the tone with our defense and flying around and making plays and scoring baskets in transition. So that's kind of how it's been for these last four games.
Yeah, would you kind of see it or lean it on the defensive effort and what's been kind of the key run for the success over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think we've been holding our opponents to about 40 points per game on average these last four wins, and we've scored about 61. So I'll take a 61 point to 40, 61 points to 40 average any day of the week. But I've always kind of been like that as far as defense goes, and we can have a poor shooting night and still win if we can hold teams down. But if we shoot the ball really well, we can, get these 20-25 point victories that we're seeing. And every kid on our team has different priorities. Our sophomore point guard is doing a great job. His big priority is he just does not want to turn that basketball over for us, and he does a great job getting us set up, never turning the ball over. And Kobe Kaler, Tyzel and Keegan's job, their priority is getting the ball to the basket, and Beckham's tough inside. But really right now, I feel like I've got everybody bought in that number one priority is defense. Then number two priority is what you're supposed to be doing on the offensive end for us. So I think all the kids are bought in right now. They're having fun. They're enjoying playing basketball, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, no doubt. When they buy in, they know their roles, and they do a good job at their roles. I think that provides a lot of success, and we've seen it over the last couple of weeks with your team. Your final game before the break was Tuesday night against Pleasant Ridge, 67-45, so extending on that win streak there. And we were talking about the averages, what you're kind of scoring over these last couple of weeks, what you're giving up, and that was basically right about par with the win at Pea Ridge, or against Pea Ridge, I should say, against 67-45. What'd you like from that performance?
Honestly, our balanced scoring has been great across the top five starters. I think I've got four kids that are averaging over 10 points a game, and not, Tyzel's averaging 13.8, and the other kids are between 10 and 11. And, against Troy, Tyzel only scored 10 points, which was fine, but he did that on 3-for-4 shooting. I kind of told Tyzel, like, hey, need you to shoot the ball more than four times. And last night he scored 23, and I think he only missed a 3-pointer and a tough jumper. So once again, he scored 23 points, only missing two shots, but he finished well around the rim. But it's just, we're really unselfish. I kind of like the fact that all five positions out on the court are scoring the basketball. We do have a little bit of a injury, kind of our 6th, 7th, and 8th men. Maddox Mears is still hurt from week one football. He thinks maybe after Christmas break he can maybe start practicing. Chase Ewens broke his foot Wednesday in practice, and he was kind of our spark plug, 6th man off the bench, and our 6'4", 240-pound sophomore that was our first big off the bench, he's had a bad ankle sprain. So I'm kind of hoping that over Christmas break, we can get a little bit more healthier. But like I said, our 9th and 10th guy, now that it's slid into our 6th and 7th spot, are really coming off the bench. They're two senior boys that have played with us the whole time. So we're not really falling off, but for how much fun our kids are having right now, I feel really bad for the three injured boys that were doing great and a big part of our success. So hopefully we can get those guys back. But like I said, Pea Ridge, I thought, shot the ball really well against us last night. When they were open, they knocked down some shots. I like just the energy and effort in my opinion, is what's taking us places right now.
All right, Coach, you guys are off here for a few weeks, playing some good ball and hoping to get healthy a little bit over the break here over these next few weeks, as you mentioned. But, you know, we got the Christmas holiday coming up. Pretty basic question here to close things out. Where does Christmas rank in terms of your favorite holidays?
You know, honestly, I'm probably going to just rank it number one because I've got three boys at home and they seem to enjoy Christmas the most. So if that's what makes them happy, that's what I like to see. So
okay.
I'm going to say Christmas is number one for us.
There it is. Popular stuff. Tyler Herbster, Riverside Boys basketball coach. Again, the Cyclones playing some good ball. They go in at 4-1, four consecutive wins. Most recently, Pleasant Ridge on a Tuesday night. They'll get back to it that first week of January. Northeast Kansas League play. They'll try to avenge that one loss to Oskaloosa from a few weeks ago. Coach, thanks again. Enjoy the holiday break. We'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
All right. Thank you.